Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 12, 1952, heavy showers fell almost all over the entire island, bringing with them some much-needed relief to the stifling and unbearable heat that plagued Barbados weeks prior. Compared to the regular 88 degrees Fahrenheit or 31 degrees Celsius, the thermometer now read at 80 degrees Fahrenheit or 26 degrees Celsius around the Bridgetown offices area, which can be noted as quite similar to the temperatures recorded in September 2023. There seemed to be a general air of preparedness and expectation for those in the city, as many were noted to be carrying raincoats and umbrellas. Nonetheless, there were many people who were drenched when the clouds finally opened. In addition to the showers experienced in the city, many of the districts around the island recorded varying amounts of rainfall. On record, District B, Boarded Hall, received 1 inch and 72 parts of rain, which were the heaviest numbers recorded on the day. District F, St. Joseph, would receive 1 inch and 4 parts, while District E, St. Peter, only received 19 parts, which was the least. The downpour would also affect operations along the waterfront, as work concerning the unloading of cargo aboard the steamship Canadian Constructor, which came from Dominica, was abandoned. During the early part of the morning, work was carried out in offloading cargo, which included flour, feed, frozen chicken, footwear, yeast, and electrical supplies in between the intermittent showers. However, as 10 o'clock came, any idea of continuing work had diminished. The laiters, which were used to transport the items from the ships to the docks, had also stopped moving among the other vessels in the carenage. Despite the weather being unfavorable, the Advocate's report noted that the St. Michael's Cathedral's excursion went off without a hitch. Loaded into multiple buses and cars, the excursionists waved and smiled at the public as they passed along the streets of the city before making their way to St. Clement's, St. Lucy. In reference to the excursion, one woman was quoted saying, "The rain will not prevent the people from eating their baked chicken and having drinks." While the level of rainfall was relatively equal throughout the entire island, St. Joseph would indicate the presence of mist causing poor visibility. The showers were heavy enough to cause puddle formation in open fields and small streams of water. Around 2:30 in the afternoon, the mist and low-hanging clouds lifted, causing a break in the evening showers. This allowed villagers in the area to secure food supplies and kerosene for the night. In spite of the heavy downpour experience around the island, the Advocate would report no structural or crop damage, nor were there any disruptions in communication around the island on this day, September 12, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.